It's now or never, your last chance to enjoy a small city, big summer event in historic downtown Whiting. And they're all shook up about this one. Join them for another Whiting Cruise Night on Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. along 119th Street for an evening full of fun, music, and, of course, classic cars. So classic that this cruise night will feature Elvis's very own lost car, owned by the King of Rock and Roll himself till 1991. Elvis's mysterious custom Cadillac will be on display at the corner of Oliver and 119th to see. It ain't nothing but a good time for the entire family to enjoy. For more information, visit discoverwhiting.com.
Between the shores of the Chicago skyline and the sights of Michigan, there's a small city celebrating a big summer. The city of Whiting invites you to join in on the fun. Our star-studded summer is packed with famous characters, superstar mascots, classic cars, and musical favorites. There is something for everyone. Whiting Lakefront Park is the perfect backdrop for your memories, and 119th Street eateries and shops will add to your family fun all summer. Visit discoverwhiting.com for more details about the small city and big summer that await you in Whiting, Indiana.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Disappointed.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs beat the Brewers 9-2 today at Wrigley to complete the sweep of Milwaukee. Northsiders have now won 7 in a row, 13 of their last 14. 5 home runs for the Cubs today, 2 from Kyle Schwarber. He's now got 25 runs and 26 RBIs in 31 games. Solo shots today from Dexter Fowler, Chris DiNorfia, and Anthony Rizzo. John Lester gets his 8th win on the season. After back-to-back sweeps at home, the Cubs now head to the south side to take on the Sox in the second half of the Crosstown Cup. Sox were off today. They'll send Jeff Samardzija to the mound to face Kyle Hendricks and his old team in Game 1. First pitch tomorrow at 3:10. The Buffalo News is reporting that the woman accusing Patrick Kane of rape only went to his Hamburg waterfront home because her friend wanted to go, according to a law enforcement official. The paper says the woman didn't want her friend to go to Kane's home alone, but it was not her idea to accompany Kane to his residence. Meanwhile, Scott Levin of WGRZ in Buffalo says there are no settlement talks in place between the two sides, despite rumors to the contrary on social media. Blackhawks single season game tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. No word if Kane will start the season with the team. Bears open the preseason tonight at home against Miami. Kickoff tonight at 7. Receiver Ty Hilton signs a 5-year contract extension with the Colts for $65 million. $39 million of that is guaranteed. And the Texans' J.J. Watt revealed that he eats between 6 and 9,000 calories a day after his trainer advised him that he wasn't eating enough fat. Watt won't say exactly what he eats, but to get to 9,000 calories a day, you'd have to eat 50 slices of bacon, 20 chicken breasts, and 13 whole avocados. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's summer clearance event going on now. The 30th anniversary of Farm Aid is coming to First Merit Bank Pavilion on Saturday, September 19th. Performers include John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, and many more, and benefit farmers around the country. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
I seem
like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm, I'll throw you crap in it. And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Oh, Yeah Crap is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy, as always. I want you to limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you ramble on, you don't get to the point.
I got the shotgun.
And you know the rest of the rules. We've got a couple lines open at 312-644-6767 for your contributions. But we start with Gouvernement Fromage on the score.
Oh, hello. This week's PS de Poo-Poo goes to Doug Gottlieb. During his 5 o'clock hour CBS Sports Minute on Monday, he stated that Jerome Bettis didn't belong in Canton, as his statistics aren't very good, making the argument that players should have to be the best at their position at least once for Hall of Fame enshrinement. Doug intimated that the bus was only in the hall due to his popularity. Fair enough, but where perhaps did Doug then recommend players like Bettis be enshrined? Well, quote, the Hall of Good or the Hall of Popular? Doug, maybe you weren't aware, but popular is a synonym for famous, and famous is derived from the Latin for fame. So you are ostensibly arguing that Bettis does indeed belong in the very place you recommend he not be enshrined in. Doug Gottlieb. Ooh! Hey, who crapping?
Man to Taya.
Thank you, Fromage. Here's one from Jake, who says, in a column on the Daily Herald on Tuesday afternoon, Mike Imram reasonably wondered if the Blackhawks could have or should have done more to help Patrick Kane address the underlying issues that led to his prior incidents. Early in the piece, Imram states, Kane is being tried daily in the court of public opinion where his priors precede him. Okay, fair enough. But he follows with, Hawks teammate Jonathan Toews would receive the benefit of the doubt if he were in Kane's predicament. Mike, that's the problem. Nobody in Kane's predicament should receive benefit of the doubt. They are rape allegations. They need to be taken seriously, no matter how much we enjoy watching him perform or how much we think we like a guy we don't even know personally. If you or anyone else thinks that Kane or Toews or any other miscellaneous athlete or everyday average Joe deserves the benefit of the doubt with rape, then you're contributing to victim-blaming culture. Stop it. Mike Imram, who are you crapping?
Long-time guy.
Great Lakes are next stop. All the Great Lakes. It's like Jabari Parker and Justin on the score.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Lou.
Love your suit. This crap goes out to Bruce Levine, who on August 5th edition of the Mullen Hanley Show had this to say when discussing the 2015 Cubs. It's very comparable to 1989 with the Chicago Cubs and the boys of Zimmer back then when they came out of nowhere to win that division. They didn't have great players. They had a team that played together and really had really good pitching. Wait, what? The 89 Cubs didn't have great players? Three of them are in the Hall of Fame, and two have their numbers retired. There are a combined 5 Cy Youngs and 526 wins in the top 2 of the rotation. There are 2 MVPs. There was a very drinky first baseman who single-handedly tried to win the 89 LCS, then spent the next decade getting more hits and more doubles than anyone in the game. In Sutcliffe, Maddox, Sandberg, Dawson, and Grace, that team had 5 of the 6 greatest Cubs since the 69 choke squad. Saying the 89 Cubs didn't have great players is akin to saying the Godfather was a sleeper hit but didn't have any great actors. Bruce, you Luca Brasi egghead, have 3 choices. Go sleep with the fishes, work on your definition of the word great, or answer, who are you crapping?
Does that dictate what you do now?
My turn now.
My turn now, George. Sit down. Thank you, Justin. Well done.
Yep, that's it.
Keenan writes, Minneapolis resident Delonte Thomas was recently sentenced to over 27 years in prison. When Thomas grew irate with guests at a birthday party he was attending for a friend, the guests refused to include his girlfriend's name in the appropriate part of the birthday song, and that made him mad. And he wasn't having any of that. So he left the party, he came back 20 minutes later, and he pumped three separate people with a combined 25 rounds of ammo from a semi-automatic weapon, all due to the perceived slight toward his special lady at a party that wasn't hers. All three would miraculously survive. While that may put him in the running for some sadistic Boyfriend of the Year award, it was his self-perception that calls into question his ability to be honest. Said Thomas on sentencing day, I'm the peacemaker. I'm the one to try my best to make it through a situation. I don't recall having a gun. I don't recall shooting anybody. I just hope to get some type of mercy here. Well, Mr. Thomas, since a reasonable response would have been to unfollow or defriend the perpetrators of the slight on social media, or at worst, further distance yourself as a friend or acquaintance, I'm going to say your definition of trying your best to make it through the situation, literally translating to attempted murder. I would suggest the first thing you do in those 27 plus years is relearn what trying your best means. And don't try to play the role of peacemaker in the slammer. Delonte Thomas, who you crapping?
That's what we're doing. 312-644-6767. Room for you to jump on in. Been good. Been
so
solid.
So far, so good. Dave in Indy is next on Who You Crapping on the Score.
Hello. This crap goes out to Bill Cosby and the producer of the documentary Joe Louis, America's Hero Betrayed. In that documentary, the Cos waxes poetically about his memories of the 1935 Joe Louis versus Max Baer fight. Cosby states in first-person form how he remembers feeling all the heart thumping and people.